You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I cannot thank you all enough for following Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. The community is strong. Thank you all to have joined in this past week. I'm going to try to share more DIY skincare recipes on the page, and I just love talking to you guys. It's a great global community. You guys are from all over the world. I love hearing from you. If you are not already, please follow Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. I will link to it in the show notes. It's just a lot of fun and a way for us to talk with each other, share tips, build community. I've been having so much fun, so thank you all who have joined. I am coming to you with a leftovers episode from my discussion with Kate. The full episode is amazing, so if you've missed that, listen to it next. Kate and I started talking about sugar addiction, and I definitely, this is something that I've constantly dealt with. I've talked about it here on the show before, but I have been so much better since this talk. I have been turning down cake and donuts and cookies left and right. And the kind of weird thing is that the more you get out of the habit of eating sugar, the less you want it, the less you crave it. I was traveling and you know how like when you don't get a lot of sleep, you don't have great impulse control? Yeah, so I was really jet lagged and tired, and I got an almond croissant after kind of not having sugar for a little while. And I felt pretty bad after eating it, which I was actually happy about, because that means that my body is starting to reject the overly processed food, and it's kind of sending me signals like, this is not fuel, this is not nourishing, please give me fruit or something that I can work with here. So I have found that the hardest part is just cutting back for those first few weeks and kind of getting it out of your system, but once it's gone, it's a lot easier. Now, that being said, I still slip up. I still have moments, but I think I'm getting better, and progress is always a positive thing. If any of you have been able to completely cut sugar out of your diet, and by that I mean processed sugar, not just, you know, there's sugar in fruits and vegetables, beets and sweet potatoes have a lot of sugar. I'm not talking about, I mean, some people are completely, completely sugar-free. That will never be me, nor do I want it to be. But if you've been able to just cut out candies and cakes and baked goods and all of that delicious, beautiful food that tempts you at every corner, please share them with me. Share them on Naked Beauty Planet Instagram or on Brooke Devard. I just, the more, the better. One of the tips that I got from someone was just to take it one meal and one day at a time. So if you can think, okay, you've got, you know, three times that you eat within a day, as long as you make sure that those three meals are pretty wholesome and don't have a lot of fake processed foods in them, then you will be good. You know, you just kind of have to take it one day at a time, like any other addiction. It sounds silly to put it on the same level as drugs or alcohol or tobacco, but sugar has been chemically proven to be an extremely addictive substance. This is science. It's not just something that people say for hyperbole. Sugar is addictive. And like any addiction, you have to have a lot of willpower and patience and just kind of take it one day at a time. So that is what I'm doing. I have found that drinking tea at night has helped me when I usually crave something sweet. Going for like a jasmine tea, or I love chamomile tea. I find it so calming. I put honey in my tea, but not really a lot. I think that once you train yourself to not crave overly sweet things, then your palate becomes more sensitive and everything again just gets a little bit easier. I have also found this podcast called Brain Over Binge. It deals specifically with binge eating disorder, but I think that a lot of times when you are reaching for, like, there is no need to ever have 10 Oreos or 20 Oreos or, you know, a lot of times sugar addiction leads to binge eating. So I have found that as soon as you put down your, you know, little one scoop of ice cream that you were going to have, your brain is immediately like more, 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 like more sugar, because you peak and then you crash and then your body craves more. It's really not good for your like insulin levels, for your mood. Sugar is also really bad for your skin and for your teeth. And I've been using that as a motivator as well, because me wanting to remove sugar from my diet isn't necessarily about weight loss. It's all of these other things. Sugar is so bad for your teeth. I updated my electric toothbrush. I think it's Oral-B, like a Sonic Care brush. It's amazing. Best money I've ever spent at Bed Bath & Beyond. And I just love feeling like I'm doing good things for my entire body, for my skin, for my teeth, for my, like, internal digestive system. Sugar is just one of those things that compromises pretty much everything. And of course, you can have sugar in moderation. I'm not going to never have a red velvet cupcake again, but I'm proud of myself that I've been able to, if I do want to have a cupcake, just have half of it and then really not have the other half, which I don't think I was there even a few months ago. Okay, so we're going to get into my talk with Kate. We're back next week with a full episode, an amazing interview with my friend Angelica. So please, please subscribe. If you are not already subscribed, please rate and review the show. Podcast rankings depend solely pretty much on the number of reviews and ratings for the show. So if you love the show and you haven't rated or reviewed yet, please take the time to do so. I would very much appreciate it. But yeah, I've just been appreciating all of the love. Thank you guys for all spreading the word, for telling your friends about the show. It's so much fun to do. All right, here's my chat with Kate. There's like an intervention style thing where like their family or their friends, they say like, you need to get help. And I have heard that, and I know this for myself, sorry to compare anything to like dealing with alcoholic. I'm going to use sugar addiction for the purposes
sugar
of
addiction
making
is real.
It's so real.
It is so
thank
real.
You. Like, I wish that there was a 12-step program for sugar addiction.
There is.
Oh, really? Please, like, send me the deets. Like, loop there me in. Actually. Like, I literally need to join. Like, no, like, I would be like, hi, like, I'm broke. I'm addicted to sugar. Like, it's real. I have heard that if you want to fix an addiction, it is something that like you have to decide. Like it's literally like not a choice that other people can make for you. Would you agree with that?
100%.
So you basically have to commit yourself but I think it's scary because I don't think people know where to begin and it feels too overwhelming. So they just figure like, I'll just manage with my addiction.
Yeah. Or people think, how can I do this without alcohol? How can I do that without alcohol?
Yeah.
Or how can I, and the fact, if someone were to ask me advice about that, mm-hmm. I would just say, just tell yourself you can do it. Like I got sober. Like my big thing was like, how can I not drink at my wedding? How can I not drink at my wedding? And so literally I got sober being like, okay, when the day comes you get married, you can drink at your wedding. Now can you get sober for today? And it worked. And now I would never want to drink at my wedding. But right. Basically what I would say is lie to yourself.
That's a really smart strategy.
Do you know what I mean? If there's something like that you can't imagine doing without alcohol, allow yourself to do that one thing with alcohol.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? In your mind, give yourself that permission because you probably won't want to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to mentally decide now I'm not going to have cake until my birthday. Let's see. August 3rd, I'm definitely having cake. I'm going to have it before then. Like I can't stop myself from eating sugar. I really have tried and I literally can't. I had an app called Quit That, which gives you a tracker. It tells you how many days you've gone without having the thing. I literally reset it every 2 days.
But do you need to give up sugar for some reason?
It's just black and white, like not good for you. Like it's not good for your skin. It's not good for your body. It's not good.
It's not good for you.
Like it's just like not good. I'm not even talking about natural sugar, like fruit. Like, who cares? Eat all the fruit you want. Dates, who cares? For me, it's like getting a cookie, eating donuts, and you know how our office is, all that crap is everywhere all the time. Like I don't want to have a birthday celebration. Just like, I'll sign your card. I don't want to be in the room with, because I love sweets, and there are, now that I'm getting older, there are repercussions for eating those things, and I still love them and I still want them and I still want that slice of red velvet cake, but I really shouldn't. Because then it's like this yo-yo thing, and that like it messes up your insulin levels. Like, I just want to have a diet that's completely free of like super processed, like sugary foods. Like, I just don't need it.
No, I agree. I mean, I love sugar too. I have a huge sweet tooth. And I have this, I know that feeling. It's like they bring a cake into the office and you're like, I don't even want to have a bite of this cake, because I know what's going to happen is I'm going to have 5 pieces of cake.
Yeah.
Like everyone's going to have their piece of cake. Then they're going to put it in the kitchen. And I know. I'm going to go back to the kitchen. And keep eating it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the struggle is real.
The struggle is real. Why can't you keep your promises? No, saying you'll be home by
12, controlling in at 4. Out with the girls, we're leaving. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your week, your weekend. Try to stay sugar-free as much as possible. You know, grab a piece of fruit instead of something fake. Think about all the good stuff you'll be doing for your body and your skin and your hair and your nails and all that good stuff. All right, guys, talk to you next week. And again, Naked Beauty Planet on Instagram. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.